Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Couple things before we move along. Celsius, our friends at Celsius, are hosting a special collab celebrating the Florida Panthers' back-to-back Stanley Cup wins. And this is a huge historic moment for South Florida sports. So it's tonight at the Wharf, Fort Lauderdale. And there's going to be live DJs, t-shirt giveaways, a raffle for a signed Panthers jersey. And there's going to be photo ops and meet and greets with Sasha Barkov and AJ Greer and Gabby Allen and the Panthers dancers, all there to rep the Panthers and Celsius and celebrate with fans. So it's 6 till 9 p.m. tonight at the Wharf, Fort Lauderdale. And it's the Panthers. It's hosted by Celsius, and it is a big old celebration. So you're looking for a little something to do on a Friday night, go to the Wharf, Fort Lauderdale tonight, 6 till 9 p.m., and you'll drink plenty of Celsius, and you'll celebrate the Panthers, and you'll take pictures with Sasha Barkov and AJ Greer and others. So very cool. Later on in the show, I'll remind you that Caneswear is having on Sunday, this coming Sunday, Sergei Bobrovsky and Sam Bennett there. And we know Matthew Tkachuk is going to be the celebrity guest picker for College Game Day tomorrow. I mean, Panthers, they open their season October 7th. So crazy. We're right around the corner. So
I can't wait.
Getting a little appetizer right now. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Barry Jackson pointed out on Twitter, and I love the fact Barry Jackson's been covering sports down here since, I mean, he and I both graduated UM. I think he graduated in 90 and I graduated in 91.
Damn.
He has been bruised and battered by South Florida sports. He has. Anyone who's read Barry Jackson over the years, like, he has become just angry at the Dolphins, for lack of a better term. But I understand it. It's been 25 years of futility for the most part. Yeah, I guess you can say it. You don't have to say for the most part, right? If you haven't won a playoff game in 25 seasons, that's futile, right? It's all futile. Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. Yes, yes. Right? It's been no positive. I bring up 08 with the Wildcat season like it's the glory of a franchise.
First 2 seasons of McDaniel went to wild card, and like, but still, yeah. I guess overall, it's 25 seasons of futility. If you can't win a playoff game in 25 years, that's futility.
Yes.
Barry Jackson wrote on Twitter, as Mike Renner noted, Tua has larger cap hits than Josh Allen the next several years. And he says, Barry Jackson, another Dolphins mistake among a million mistakes, but nothing gets fixed because the owner has a high tolerance level for screw-ups.
Mm.
Now, Barry Jackson's been on a kick for a while now that Stephen Ross, like, it needs to change with him. He needs to be changing things. I don't know if you watched last night, the Amazon broadcast. They were saying pretty clearly, I think it was Ian Rappaport, pretty clearly, Stephen Ross has no plans to fire Mike McDaniel anytime soon, that he's going to be patient. And I get that. Yeah. You give someone an extension, you know, pretty recently, you don't want to pull the plug, but I'm kind of with what Kim Bocamper said in the last segment, which is, if you do lose to the Jets at home on Monday night, even though there were some positives to glean last night, and there were some positives to glean in week two against New England, if you do lose to the Jets a week from this Monday at home and you're 0-4, and like Bo says, you've now lost to the Jets, the Patriots, and the Bills at the beginning of the season, what are you waiting around for?
And I'm with you. You start off 0-4 and you lose to every division rival, and then you lost to the Colts, who's not a playoff team. Like, you're not losing to monsters. The Bills are going to be in the Super Bowl hunt, but the other three teams aren't going. Might not even go to the playoffs, to be honest. But in Stephen Ross's defense, you're firing them to do what? I think Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel got to go together.
Just to get the change moving, to get it moving. If you know you're going to fire them in January, you know it already in September or October. Yeah. You might as well get a new regime in there. You might as well give yourself the longest period of time to find the right people. And like, what are you going to spin your wheels for?
Anthony Weaver is going to take over. Is what I've gathered is Anthony Weaver would be that next. He's not going to be your next head coach. Whatever GM steps in now has to trade Tyreek, now has to try to trade Bradley Chubb. Like, I understand I'm not defending McDaniel or Chris Greer on this, but the Stephen Ross angle of get rid of them, let's put some more people in these positions that are actually somewhat important, especially the general manager position for the remainder of the year. So, like I'm saying, Don't get divorced and not have a backup plan is what my thing. If you don't have a name in place, especially for the GM, like, why just get rid of them? I would say it would appease the fan base, but you have a lot of big decisions to make in that general manager position that I don't know if you just want to throw somebody in to make those positions. Like Tyreek trade, Bradley Chubb trade. You need somebody that knows people and can do it correctly.
But what if, you know, the guy who's doing it is the guy you have identified as the person who has stalled your franchise to nothing, and you know he's not going to be there to deal with whatever the results of the transactions are? How could you, in good conscience, if you're Stephen Ross and you know you're going to clean house? And again, this is all, we're just assuming. We're assuming they're going to start 0-4, 1-3, whatever it is. And by the end of the season, Stephen Ross is going to know. But if you do know that that's where you're headed, how could you in good conscience allow the guy who you're going to fire for not doing his job well
continue doing his job?
it just doesn't make any sense.
I think that's why God didn't bless me with $1 billion. But if they don't have the next real general manager in their sights, what are you doing? Why are you getting rid of this general manager? If he does, which I think he needs, and that's the thing too, to go deeper into the Stephen Ross conversation, Stephen Ross has to find a football guy.
How about Bill Belichick just as your general manager, not even as the coach?
Huh. I've never thought about that, but I'm not totally against it. I laugh when you said it.
Belichick as the GM?
Yeah.
But guys, I don't know Stephen if you guys
Ross,
remember.
I know. He was the worst at it.
It's why he got pushed out of New England.
He needs a football person.
He believed too much in himself as a head coach. But what if he removed the coach aspect of what he was doing and just have him identify talent?
You want the circus that North Carolina is getting
at all? I'm just saying, he was saying, hey, maybe Stephen Ross has someone in mind. I said, maybe Bill Belichick.
He has to find, he is the money. He has to find somebody. I guarantee, I've said this before, I guarantee he has financial advisors. He has real estate advisors. He has advisors on all his other businesses. He really needs a football advisor.
And he right has now, one, Chris Greer. He hired him.
We need to find a new advisor of football in his portfolio.
By the way, some people have texted in Jimmy Slippin, no Georgie to start the 3 o'clock hour. No, we told him that we have a brand new open for the show that our guy Georgie made. And I was going to debut it Monday. And we're going to move it from the 3 o'clock hour. It's more of a welcome to the show song. So we'll play it every day at 2 o'clock when we open the show. Do you want to fire it off now, Solana, or you want to do headlines? I don't know what you prefer.
Let's debut it because Georgie told me that his wife and his daughter's birthday were yesterday. Right. So I feel like it's a good just shout out to them. And he made a really cool reel, which we can play as well. So,
well, listen, we're live on YouTube every day now. I'm not promoting it much. There are people there. I've looked at the comments. That's a cesspool. But there are people who are watching. there are people who are watching us live on YouTube. I mean, that is the third ring of hell. And I dare you to click on the comments tab.
I gotta go now.
Damn, chat. Chat, what's up, man? Chat, Hawk doesn't like you guys, man. Watch out, chat.
Oh, Lord. Here, look, I can put this right up on the thing.
Oh,
there's,
man.
There's what someone says. Silly Sauce says, you're a cesspool, Hawkman. Now, that's funny. See, if they were all like that, that's funny.
Oh, hey,
I like being able to put these up.
I had to pull it up.
Oh, here's a good one. Nice avo toast behind you. Yes, I've got rotating pictures behind me on my monitor, and one of them is avocado toast. So
I'll
give a shout out to my avocado toast. But anyway, if you were watching us on YouTube, I was going to give people a couple seconds to get over to the YouTube channel if you want to see this video live. If not, we will continue to post clips on the 104.3 FM WQAM YouTube page. But also, I think it's under live shows, right? If you go to the 104.3 YouTube page, there's a playlist called Live Shows, and then you can watch the entirety of our program at your leisure. But now, you know, you're sitting at your desk, it's 3:15, and you go, yeah, I want to, instead of just listening, you want to watch us while we're doing, I can't understand why for the life of me. And for those of you watching right now, I like that. But just a little something special for you guys. But if you wanted to go onto YouTube, you can watch the video. We're going to play this video from Georgie, right? Georgie Music. It's Georgmuzik on social media. But we're going to start every show at 2 o'clock with Georgie. But, oh, there's the avocado toast behind me right now.
That's ridiculous. Delightful
picture. The delightful picture.
That's
who doesn't
terrible.
Want some avocado toast?
Hawk, you have a piece of avocado toast in your screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I made that slideshow.
It's terrible.
What are you talking about? It looks delicious.
When did you graduate? 90?
91.
That picture says I graduated in 91. Goodness gracious. I'm a big fan of avocado toast.
Who doesn't want to be reminded of avocado toast when
anybody under 47?
When you glance around, let's see.
Bro, I did not, till you said it, I saw that picture before. I didn't know it was avocado toast.
Yeah, I have like six pictures rotating now behind me. I'm putting some of the.
Oh, I got to see these other five.
I'm some of the messages toast. Up right now. Hawk, you're toast. Washed, bro. There's one of the textures. You guys need to be sponsored by Chipotle. Just for Hawk. Pass.
Agreed.
The Chuckster. You do not want to make an enemy out of me. Ooh. You realize I can block all you people from ever responding on any of these chats.
Don't go to Meisner Park anymore. Chuckster's on the way.
This is a good one. Got to put up the pic of Solana saying lights on, Hawk. Man, he was so defiant. He stood up from behind that console. He was like Captain America, but lights on, Hawk. Anyway,
where are we streamed on? You know, I don't know how to do this.
YouTube and Twitch. We're on AOL Instant Messenger. We appreciate all the comments we're getting on the AIM here. That's nice. We're in the, I don't know, we're in Adelphia chat room. We're anywhere. Wherever you can, on your Palm Pilot.
Yeah, I don't even like asking you questions.
Yeah, you can see us. Just hit star 69 on your landline.
I don't like asking you questions.
Or anyway, blueberry, or the blackberry,
blueberry. Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah. Jimbo, you were ready Jimmy for the
came,
joke.
Jimmy, like a sniper, came in with blueberry, meant blackberry, like came in like a sniper and shot the mailbox.
Jimmy, you had the joke, Jimbo.
He had the joke. Jimmy, what happened? You asked your parents for a blackberry, and they said, we're not going to get him a blackberry. Give him one of these blueberries, and he won't know the difference.
I did have a blackberry at one point.
Did you carry around a blueberry in your pocket?
Yes, I did.
He wanted a phone and started eating a box of blueberries. What is going on?
Anyway, let's play this video. This is Georgie. Jorgmuzik. This is the brand new Hawkman Crowder and Solana show open.
Welcome to the Hawkman Crowder Solana. Welcome to the Hawkman Crowder Solana. Welcome to the Hawkman Solana. Welcome to the show, Crowder 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 Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Coca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock up 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song, can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
that's a good old
welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Georgie music. It's lyric. The only thing I take issue with, he called Crowder the greatest number 52 in Dolphins history.
Who you got, son? Moreland Greenwood?
Anybody
Channing
else?
Channing Tindall wearing 52? No, I think we did this before. You are the greatest 52 who ever played for the Dolphins. We did that once.
I appreciate it. No, they did the countdown this season. It was this summer. Yeah. Yep. They did the countdown of the best numbers, and that song was hard. Georgie is talented.
Everyone on the chat, the cesspool, as I like to call it, seemed to like it. So
that was hard.
Props. Anyway, we'll start every show with that at 2 p.m. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
It's a lot of the voice of FIU. Sounds nice.
That's the angle you're going there?
I thought it was Billy Gill.
Oh.
I think Billy Gill is probably closer to the voice of FIU than you.
I guess it just depends what you ask.
Great line. Just, you know. As you parse it, you just think about things.
What's funny is by around the 4 or 5 o'clock hour, Hawk tosses to me the headlines, and he's just at that point looking at lines, spreads, reading his text. He's just checked out. Now he has another form of entertainment, which is YouTube and Twitch stream comments, the chat. You will literally never listen to another word I say on this show, Hawk.
Huh? Sorry, I was reading what Mr. 799 had to say.
I went to YouTube, but then it plays mute. It plays us, and it's double over.
Right. Just turn the volume off. Solved.
Turn the volume off on what? The YouTube?
Oh, you went to YouTube on the computer you're using?
Yeah, on the same computer that I'm on StreamYard. Well,
why would you do that, Dopey? Is that where you were going to get the comments?
Yeah, I wanted to read the comments as
you
well.
You can get the comments on the StreamYard feed. You see where it says private chat? Right next to it is
it says
public
QC
chat.
At the end.
Right, but that's the private chat.
Oh.
Just reboot, Crowder. That should do it.
Man, look at there.
This is why I didn't want to do this.
Hey, because Gustavo. Now,
yeah.
Oh, Justin, I'm sure not the sharpest tool in the shed. Look, I can read everybody's thoughts.
I can read their thoughts. Yeah, you're carnal.
I can read all their thoughts. Look at that. That's pretty cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
The Miami Dolphins lose yesterday, gentlemen, and they have dropped to 0-3. The Zach Sealer roughing into the punter penalty was a backbreaker, and then Tua throws the game-sealing interception. Technically, the Dolphins could try to get a stop, but you just knew that wasn't going to happen, and that is all she wrote. Dolphins dropped to 0-3 on Thursday night football.
No one saw that coming, right? None of us had, as bad as some of you thought the Dolphins were going to be, none of us thought 0-3 was a possibility.
No. No. Not in a million years. Like, I thought there was no way they lose to the Colts. They got embarrassed by them. Yep. You knew the Bills are going to be a tough game. And I didn't know what the Pats were going to be, but yeah, I never thought 0-3 would be a.
We even I think we looked at it. The beginning of the schedule. We said, hey, Colts, Patriots, Jets, you probably got three wins there. So at least you bank a few wins at the beginning of the season. But yeah.
I said 3-1, and then we're going to get into the tough part of the schedule.
Well, I actually think it's kind of easy coming up, isn't it? I mean, I say that, you know, with a grain of salt, because all the teams looking at the Dolphins on their schedule are saying, oh, it gets kind of easy here. We play the Dolphins.
No. But in terms of how it looks later on, like, you have matchups, the Browns, the Jets, the Carolina Panthers, like, there's winnable games. I mean, the Dolphins, guys, the Dolphins, if they don't make any sort of major changes here, they're probably going to win 6 to 7 games, or five to six games at least.
So let's say they've started 0-3. Let's say they beat the Jets. Do we think they'll beat the Jets Monday night at home? Toss up.
With the points? Toss up.
They're not going to be getting points. Yeah.
Actually, guys, Darren Waller's supposed to play that game on Monday night. So, yeah, I've got the Dolphins by 20. Yeah. I got the Dolphins by 20.
That's fair. Because then you got the Panthers after that. I know Solana loves Bryce Young.
I am not
a believer in him. I think the Dolphins can beat the Jets, beat the Panthers. Then they've got the Chargers. That doesn't look good because they look good.
Mm-mm.
And you can beat the Browns. Man, I don't even think they could beat the Falcons.
No, Falcons are rolling.
They've got the Commanders later on. How long is Jaden Daniels going to be out? Do we know? I know Marcus Mariota is starting this weekend for the Commanders.
He's not going to be out until Thanksgiving.
Damn it.
It's November 16th.
Damn it.
He has a sprained ankle. Steelers, Bengals, Bucks. This schedule is not easy, fellas. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's why you had to win those first two games. It's why you had to take advantage of the early. I mean, you know, we talked about this before the season. They had to take advantage of the early games. They needed a fast start. Not looking good. 13-4 still in play, though, Hawk. 13-4 still in play.
Just the scenario.
I mean, they
can beat the Jets and they can beat the Panthers. That's 2-3. They're not beating the Chargers. That's 2-4. Now they're 3-4 after the Browns game. The Browns are bad. 3-4? Is that like fireable? You know, that's what we have to do that now.
Well, it's 3-4 with zero hope of ever beating a good team. So I don't think there's much. I just don't think there's much that can happen this season. Unless you believe that there's going to be this miraculous turnaround. Do you see any way towards the end of the season that they compete with Baltimore or Buffalo when Buffalo comes to town?
No, and
you're taking away – Crowder, you're leaving that game yesterday saying – they've got to make a change at head coach. I'm not trying to defend Mike McDaniel here. I'm not trying to defend Mike McDaniel.
I just
don't
think he's going to last beyond this season because I don't think there's going to be enough this season. I'm telling you, last night was the first night that I sat on the couch and smiled at the game plan that Mike McDaniel called. Like, I felt good about it because I really like him and I've enjoyed rooting for him for three seasons. And so, like, that felt good to me last night.
Because we were talking about lack of culture, losing the locker room, players quitting on him. Hawk, you mentioned after New England, didn't look like a team that quit on him. And yesterday, bottom line, and again, Mike McDaniel, I agree, shouldn't make it past this season. I think we've seen the body of work. But man, I came away from that game yesterday saying Mike McDaniel put his team in a position to win, coached a great game yesterday against a team that's owned him, and his captain on the defensive side of the football let him down, and the highest paid player, the face of the organization in Tua Tagovailoa, let him down. It wasn't Mike McDaniel. I don't know how anybody could leave that game saying they've got to fire Mike McDaniel.
Alana, I love, who was it, Kyle Long that said this. The organization, whatever he said, it's not just Mike McDaniel. It's a bigger, you brought up the captain, you brought up Tua. Is Tua the guy? Because they were roasting Tua on the broadcast. Is Tua the guy? You paid Sealer. You've paid all these people. Are they really the people to put you in position? That's a Chris Greer thing of the decisions made on the roster. Can Mike McDaniel take this team to win a playoff game? Even after what you saw last night and he called a good game, he hasn't won a playoff game yet.
Well, also, you'd have to ignore what happened game one and two and only start judging him what happened last night, which isn't fair either.
No, but that's my point. Like, hey, I think everybody is on the same page at this point. I think after week one, this core, this window is long gone. Like, you have to total reset. And I'm not saying, you know, get rid of every player on the team. I think there's some young, decent talent that you want to build around. But guys, let's be honest here. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa is not going to lead you anywhere as your starting quarterback. I'm sorry if you disagree with that.
Not based
I'm sorry.
On what we've seen through three games this season.
And he played a decent game yesterday, and he showed mobility. And there's some positive takeaways. And I'm not even blaming the interception completely on him, even though it is his fault. But like this team, this roster build is done. It's cooked. And I think you have to clean house at the end of the season. I'm just not saying, hey, right now, the fix is firing Mike McDaniel, because what does that do? You're taking away your play caller who yesterday called a great game. I don't understand how that fixes anything in the short term.
I just don't think that if they start 0-4 and they've lost to every team in their division, that there's much hope for him to control the locker room and the team and whatever.
Like,
it is what it is. You could say, oh, he's gotten precipitously better from week one to week four. Oh, they're starting to get it. But it's like, what are you doing?
The thing with Tua, and I don't know if I'm getting caught up, and the philosopher Denzel said, if you have no information, you're uninformed. If you have all the information, you're misinformed. So this morning I went down a Tua wormhole of this video that everybody was playing with the Brands and the what's his name, Baldies and the Achos and they were showing more than the interception on Tua. So I might be misinformed by watching this for 2 hours this morning, but Tua, he might not be that dude that's going to win that playoff game for him.
It certainly doesn't look like it. Yeah.
Might.
Solana, I've been arguing this. I'm giving you some credit, but I don't want to agree with you because it always backfires on me. He might not be that dude that we need to win that playoff game we're hunting for.
I think yesterday, I'm so sick of like people analyzing the one interception. Like, if it proves anything, oh, look, Tua can't read a deep. Like, Tua literally completed that pass last week against New England. The Buffalo Bills middle linebacker saw the tape, recognized how the Dolphins came out, lined up, and he knew exactly where the ball was going, but also the offensive line. I mean, something that really bothered me, and it goes back to Mike McDaniel, Keon Smith yesterday started at right guard, started at right guard last week as well. The Dolphins were rushing the football. They looked good. And I'm not saying he played great. We'll have to look at how he graded out, but they replaced him with the backup center in Brunskill. Why? That's the guy who literally got embarrassed. And on that interception, Tua has a 350-pound guy running straight at his face. He had to get rid of the ball quickly. I hate the overanalyzing of one play. Bottom line, the offensive line, the right guard got blown up, Brunskill. Tua had somebody in his face. He had to get rid of the ball quickly. And the middle linebacker, Crowder, just made a good play, made a great read, studied
great
tape,
read.
And knew where the ball was going. Tua makes that throw a million times. That specific play shouldn't tell anybody anything other than Tua in the clutch, not so great. Dolphins offensive line, trash. Body of work, though, guys. Come on. What are we doing here? Tua's a good average quarterback. He is not elite. Period. End of story. And he'll never be
better than average before this season. He was better than average.
He's a starter. He's one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But can Tua get to the guys' names we bring up? Lamar's and Burrow's and even Herbert is looking amazing this season.
Yeah.
Has Tua hit his ceiling?
I think so.
I started feeling that way last night.
Yes.
Because even during a good game, you're not just overly impressed by these passes here. He's making.
His passing yardage was anemic. Even though he was having a decent game and they were in it at Buffalo, the yardage was anemic.
8 for 11 for 81. Huh?
I mean, that's not a guy that you pay that much money to. Like, that's what you get from someone who you're using as a Band-Aid for a season or two. And, hey, don't hurt us too bad.
Jake
Browning now starting for the Bengals. Watch his numbers. They're not going to be impressive, but they're going to be. He's going to throw for 200-something.
But really quickly, because I know we're up against it, I get what you're saying about the yardage. That's frustrating. But there's guys like Josh Allen. He can go out there and have a game. For example, last year against the Dolphins, he averaged less than 200 yards passing. He didn't need to pass. But then when the game is down to the wire, late in that fourth quarter last year in Buffalo, he made plays. I don't care if Tua has 500 yards or 44 yards. But at the end of the day, in the clutch, you have to perform. That's when you have to turn on the light, Hawk, and go and get your team in a position to win the game. And for two straight weeks, when the season looks like it's totally lost, he threw an interception. Like that, I don't focus on like the stats.
Josh Allen, though, when he's got anemic throwing yards, he's still going to have 45 yards rushing and,
for sure,
you know, two scrambles.
He's going to win you the game.
Downs, like,
he's going to win you the game.
Listen, man, we haven't brought it up. The underhand pitch touchdown to the
you're
little babying us. I do that in the backyard.
He was toying with that defense, toying with them. That was unbelievable. I jumped off my couch. Man.
I don't, what is it called, Solana, glazing? I didn't want to glaze today, but it was some impressive things done last night.
That's why Tua was glazing him right before the game. It's like, oh, he'd do everything I can't do. Yeah. All right, Canes tomorrow. That's the big headline, obviously. And the Dolphins are off until the following Monday night. Your weather, it's a gorgeous day in South Florida, but don't go outside. Keep watching us or listening to us.
Nah, we don't care. We'll continue talking Dolphins and Canes and all that hoo-ha.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Probably have to pick our winners at some point this afternoon and look at the docket of NFL games now that we have solved all the Dolphins' problems in the first hour and 46 minutes.
We got it on lock, huh?
I did. I know, you know, people, someone called me an apologist at the beginning of the show, but I was entertained last night. I was entertained. They had a chance to come down and tie the game. I mean, we kind of all felt that they weren't going to, and they didn't. But I don't know. I was entertained last night. I didn't feel horrible as a Dolphins fan watching that game. And especially, by the way, if they were 2-0 and then you did that against the Bills, you'd have been like, wow, we are on the cusp, man. But then, you know, zoom out and you have the context of, oh, that's the third loss in a row to start the season. It doesn't feel great. I'm not being an apology. I'm not telling you I feel great as a Dolphins fan. I'm just telling you I didn't feel embarrassed last night.
This, and you said it right, because this is what, because now y'all have taught me. I can read these comments of the people now, so I can look over here on this right side of the screen. Like, apologize. We're not apologizing for being 0-3. The first game, you lose by 25 points. That's just an embarrassment. You shouldn't be on the football field. The game against the Patriots, that last drive when now you're getting, you know, all the delay of games and all these holding first, second, and 20, that's embarrassing to watch. Last night, I text y'all after the game, we looked like an NFL team that lost to a better team. So we're not apologizing. We're just saying if they're getting better, whatever you want to say. But last night wasn't embarrassing to me. I bring up some of those games. I was at Tootsie's watching that Matt Moore Ravens game. We lost by 50. That's embarrassing to me. I have to go on radio shows around the nation. I have to get calls and texts from all these different people that ask me, what's going on? What's going on with the Dolphins? Last night, it was Tua made a bad read and threw a late interception. That should have been the game-tying drive. Yeah, he made a bad read. Y'all see what happens. It wasn't embarrassing. I'm not apologizing for being 0-3. It wasn't embarrassing to be a Dolphin fan last night.
But I think you can delineate in the micro – based on what's happened this season, Dolphins didn't get embarrassed. And we can all point that out, right?
Like, it could have been really bad.
Yeah. But in the macro, it's year 6 of Tua, year 4 of Mike McDaniel, and year 7 of Chris Greer leading this team. And this is where you're at. So, like, that is where I think you have to make the delineation.
No question. Yeah. No question.
Like,
I'm not telling you that I'm not embarrassed to be a Dolphins fan.
Right,
I'm telling you, I wasn't embarrassed last night
for sure.
In a fashion that I thought I was going to be embarrassed as.
We thought it was going to be a rout. Like, Crowder, you were saying yesterday, you think the Bills are going to score 60 points on this defense, and it looked like they might have. But the big picture, like, this has been a total failure. And Barry Jackson just pointed out, and it's a great point on Twitter, like, Ryan Tannehill took you 7 years to finally say, yeah, this is not the guy. And unfortunately, it feels like we're just in another Ryan Tannehill situation. I think Tua's better and has had better seasons, but ultimately the goal is to get a quarterback who can win you playoff games, and, well, here you are.
I mean, they both went to two, right? Did Tannehill go to two playoff games as a Dolphin?
Well, he went to one,
Matt
but
Moore
didn't play.
Played. I'm just saying on the team.
Because the 2016 season.
Somebody on the Steelers knocked Matt Moore into 1947.
There's still pieces of him on the field.
Speaking of that, yesterday the broadcast was talking about Ollie Gordon, and they're like, man, the Dolphins haven't had a running back who runs this way since when? And then I think they brought up Ronnie Brown. Somebody said Ricky Williams. How about the disrespect to Jay Ajayi, who ran for multiple 200-plus yards games in 2016. Cholo, respect to the pickle
and
drinker.
How about the disrespect to Kalen Ballage, who could move a line like no other? Literally like no other. 6 inches. It's almost impossible to just move a line 6 inches. All right, let me give away these.
Man, what was that game he had? 19 carries for 20 yards?
I think it was like 19 carries, 14 yards. I think he averaged less than a yard a carry. All right, let me give away these tickets, and then we'll get to the 4 o'clock hour, and these will be our final pair for the week. Everclear is bringing its Sparkle and Fade 30th anniversary tour with Local H and Sponge to the Parker on October 9th. What caller number do you want to take for these ticks? I'll let one of the AOL Instant Messengers choose what number, but it's got to be 1 through 15. whoever the first AOL instant messenger guy on YouTube is, we'll make that the caller number.
Hey.
All right, there you go. We got a caller 7. The real whoever. Caller 7, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 7 will get the Everclear tickets.
Quickly on Ollie Gordon. 9 carries, 38 yards, 4 yards a carry. A couple big first downs. He got a touchdown. Why were we giving him one carry a game? Like, he... You
did Willie Gay play last night?
Who's that?
In Willie Gay? In the same line of thinking? Guys who we think might make an impact out there who aren't getting the chance to make an impact out there?
I'm not saying that I'm a great coach, but it seems smart to put the best players on the field at the same time.
Like, not that Ollie Gordon and Willie Gay Jr. are the difference between a win and a loss against Buffalo. I don't want that to get twisted either. All right.
Every time Willie Gay touches the field, he makes a play.
Caller number 7 gets the Everclear tickets. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get you caught up on headlines and all that hoo-ha, so do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
They were just sitting in your house naked?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.